Okay, let's begin our discussion of Mizbachim Daf Pei Daled. As we get into the ninth parak, as we started yesterday, parak Mizbeach Mekadesh. This parak is all about what the Mizbeach does if something is left on it. Ru'uyim, psulim, the halachas of im alu lo yerdu, im alu yerdu, im yerdu lo yalu. What happens if something falls off the Mizbeach? When is it put back on? And then we'll get to later in the parak, not just the Mizbeach, but other proximities that are Mekadesh. The last Mishnah we'll see back later on at Daf Peches, where the Mishnah says, Kol halach, Kol halach Mekadesh halach, Mitzvah Seyavis Mekadesh Seyavis. So we'll see it's not just the Mizbeach, it's not just the Kevesh, as we will see, but it's also Kalim that will be Mekadesh, everything inside of it. Okay, so let's continue now where we're up to on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, a little bit towards the bottom, as we are talking about the sources, the different sources in Chazal, in the Tanaim, for this halacha of Mizbeach Mekadesh Es Haro'ilo. So in the Mishnah, we had a couple of opinions. We had Rabbi Yeshua, and we had Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua learned it out from Hi ha'ola al mokta. So just like ola is ra'i to be burned, ru'uya le'ishim, so too everything that is ru'uya le'ishim is im also lo teire, right? That excludes, as we saw, oil and, or not oil, wine and dam and nisachim. That was Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Rabbi Gamliel was more inclusive. Kala ra'i le mizbeach, based on the buzz of ki ha'ola al mokta al mizbeach, everything ra'i le mizbeach, which would include dam and nisachim. Then we saw two other opinions. We have Rav Shimon at the end of the Mishnah, the Rav Shimon which was mechalik between nisachim habayim b'fnei atzman and nisachim habayim machmas hakarbon, rather a nisachim that come with the carbons that's subject to whatever the carbon is, whether it is pasul or the carbon is pasul, both of those im Allah tered. Rabbi Yeshua's the third opinion, Rabbi Shimon said, but if it's ba'an b'fnei atzman, then you have the halachas of im alu lo yerdu that it's not ba'an b'chalakherim. Fine. But then we had two other opinions in the Braisa. Here in Pei Gimel Amud Beis, we had Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, who had other sources. Rabbi Yossi Aglili learned it out from Kfasim, and Rabbi Akiva learned it out from Ola. So the difference between them, the Bishop the Gemara said, was Olas Ha'of Psula Ikibinayu. Do you include birds? So if you learn it from Ola, then birds are included. You could have an Olas Ha'of. If you learn it from Kfasim, so then it's sheep, so then you would not include it. You would exclude it, because maybe it only includes animals, as we know it, behemos, but not ophos. And then the last part we did, that we ran through right before the end of the shiur, was what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? So according to the one who learns about from Kfasim, what does Ola teach me? That it only applies to animals that have already been shechted. If there's an animal that was not shechted yet, an animal just moseys on up the Mizbeach and ends up on top of the Mizbeach, so that we do not say the halacha of him, Ola lo yered, right? Take down the animal, it's not shechted yet, it is, the animal does not have the status of a full kedusha yet, right? The knife, the sakin is mekadesh, as we had earlier sakin moshchas on the mashahein. We had that earlier. Yes, the animal is mekudash. Right, when I sanctify the animal, there is kedushas peh when it comes to a behemoth. We have mentioned that twice already in the Masechta, that there's a difference between an animal and, let's say, a carbon mincha, that a carbon mincha, even if I sanctify my flour, it's not really sanctified at all until I put it into the klisharis. Well, a behemoth, right when I say it, a behemoth is kedushas aguf, but still, an animal that has not been shechted yet is still lacking a certain level, and therefore we would not say the halacha that if it goes up in the Mizbeach, so then it's only Misha Ro'ui to be a carbon, and while it's alive, it's not. Fine. And then what about the other way? If you learn it after the word Ola, what do you learn from the word Kfasim? Excluding Mincha, excluding the flour, Mincha Psula is not included in the halacha of the Malsa Loteri. So that's what we got up to yesterday. So now we're up to four lines for the bottom. My Ika Bein Hani Tanoi Lahani Tanoi Demastisan. What's the difference? Is there a nafkamina lahalacha between the Tanoim in our Mishnah that learned it out from Ha'ola and Mizbeach and the Tanoim here in the Braisa that learned it out from Kfasim and from Ola? So Amar Papa says Rav Papa, Kmatzim Shekitsho Bekli Yigabinayim. The nafkamina is, what does Braisa just have? It excluded Karba Mincha. Excluded. So does everybody, is a Karba Mincha always excluded? What about if you have a Kmitza? As we know, the Kohen did Kmitza. Kmitza, the first avoda that's parallel to Shechita of an animal, he did Kmitza, and he put it into the Klisharis, like he's supposed to put it into the Klisharis. And then it becomes Nifsal. So if it was not put into that kli, that's what we said on the top. The second line on top. Lim ute kamatzim shalokitshu b'kli. Right? If it was not put into the kli sharis after kibitza, then it is excluded. And if it goes up, it comes down. It does not get absorbed with kedusha. But if it was niskadish b'kli, so that's the nafkamina. Latani tanoi didan lo yerdu, according to our mishnah lo yerdu. Because we said, that's what we just said, only if it wasn't niskadish b'kli. Once it was put in the kli sharis after kibitza, so then it has inherent status enough that if it goes out of the mizbeach, then we do not take it down. L'tanoi demasnisa yerdu. The tanam of our mishnah, no, it's totally excluded. Mincha does never has the halacha of im also lo yerid. Does not have that halacha. So that is the first nafkamina. Rav Papa suggests. Amar Reish Lakish. Now Reish Lakish adds on. Mincha haba bifnei atzma l'divrei kula lo teirid. A mincha that's ba'a bifnei atzma. Right, what is ba bifnei atzma? It does not come with nisachim. It's ba bifnei atzma. Rashi is printed on the top of the next amud. Mincha haba bilula kula biglal atzma. Or it just comes biglal. It's not connected to any other carbon. It is right the on the side and the shita both take out the word balula. It's haba'a kalil kula. Right, it takes out the biglal balula. Anyway, kigon habisnadev minchas nesachim below zevach. If somebody gives a nedava of a minchas nesachim, I want to give a mincha with nesachim. Efshalasos kain, as we will have later on. So says Reish Lakish, if somebody is no deva mincha, according to everybody, the divrei kulan lo teirid. It will not, the halach is that it doesn't come down. We're about to have a statement of Reish Lakish where he's going to say, this case, l'divrei kulan this, he doesn't really mean l'divrei kulan all of them. Because he's about to quote, l'divrei kulan here means everyone except the following shitas. L'divrei kulan except for the following shitas. So he's going to go through. We have a number of opinions. We now have four or really five shitos in the Tanoim. What is the source? Right, we had two in our Mishnah, really three in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon at the end of the Mishnah, and then we had two in the Raisa. So there are five opinions. So Reish Lakish is going to just tell us a little detail about each of the following cases. So if we have a mincha bifnei atzma, according to most of the Tanoim, l'divrei kulan, according to everyone else, lo teirid, it does not come down if it goes up when it was pasul. Rashi has even Rabbi Shimon. Even Reb Shimon de Bastison, who says that Nisachim Haban with a Zevach, you don't have that halacha, but if it's a Mincha B'fnei Atzma, lo Teiri. L'div Reb Yossi Aglili Reb Kiva, but according to the two opinions in the Braisa, as we just said, Teiri does not apply to Karban Mincha. Right? Both of them exclude Karban Mincha. It's only Ola or Mizbeach, one of those words, but they exclude Mincha. So that is number one. Mincha habayim ha-zevach. What about the Mincha that comes with the Zevach? L'divei Rebbe Gamliel v'Rebbe Yeshua lo teired. Mincha labad, according to Rebbe Gamliel v'Rebbe Yeshua. The first two opinions in our Mishnah. So that's fine. Right? They didn't exclude anything that comes with the Zevach. So lo teired. So the halach applies that carbon psula stays with every kulan teirid. According to everybody else, it goes down. Who's everybody else? The Tanam of the Brises and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Nisachim haba'in bifnei atzman. What about nisachim that are by themselves? L'divrei kulan yerdu. So then bifnei atzman. So then Rabbi Shimon and maybe the Tanoim of the Brisa included. L'divrei Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Shimon lo yerdu. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, l'divrei kulan yerdu. L'divrei Gamliel Rabbi Shimon lo yerdu. According kulan yerdu, those are the ones that say, like in our Mishnah, it's only what's ro'i for fire, right, Rabbi Yeshua, but l'divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua lo yerdu, according to Gamliel, who said, there's anything ro'i agabai mizbeach, that would include nesachim, right, that's what the Mishnah said, and Rabbi Shimon lo yerdu, because he says it's only bifnei, by mazevach, that's going to be, come down, but bifnei asma would be okay. Can you just plug in the math for each of these shitas? Nesachim abayim lazevach. What about the nesachim that comes with the zevach? L'divrei kulon, according to most, yerdu. Because, remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, anything that's tafel is going to come down. According to Rabbi Gamliel and some of the other Tanaim, if it's nesachim, nesachim is not royally ishim. Right, that was, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel, l'chudi lo yerdu. Only, according to Rabbi Gamliel, would we say it does not come down, because he includes, even if it's tafel, and he includes, even if it's nesachim, that it's not royally isha. That's Rabbi Gamliel Shita about all of this. See, again, he spoke about Mincha Bifnei Atzma, Mincha Im Azevach, Nisachim Bifnei Atzma, Nisachim Im Azevach, right? The four cases of non-behemos. The four cases of non-behemos and non-ofos. So the Gemara says, Shita, right? Is it like if you, I mean, it sounded a little complicated, but really, if you get all the Shitas on a piece of paper and we go through what each of them say, he wasn't really Mechadish anything to us. We know that Rabbi Shimon always says, Tafel are not Kadosh. And we know he said, Rabbi Yeshua says anything is a rule for fire. And we know these are exclude Mincha. So what's the Chiddush? Pshita, Mincha, Bavafne Atzmit Srichalei. No, number one is a Chiddush. Why? The Mincha that comes by itself. Kidda Rava, to teach me that you could bring a carbon Mincha by itself. Da'ama Rava, Misnadiv Adam, Mincha Zasachem, Bechal Yom. It's to teach me, goof of that, that you're allowed to bring a carbon mincha, mincha zasachem every day. You're allowed to be no day that. Says the Gemara. Let's just finish and then we'll talk about that. Long finish, meaning kid the Rava. So just say Rava. What do you have to say? This whole long statement about all four cases. And implicitly we know that you're able to bring a mincha sedava. Just say, why did Reish Lakish just tell me the din of Rava? Nisachim ab- okay, so from the Gemara said, Nisachim abayim azevech estrichalei. Really, the fourth case. Right, is the one that's a chiddush. The Sakha Ba Imazavach, why? To come makriv lahula machro lyoma achra. Right, that the halach is, and this we've had already, when you bring the Sakhim with a carbon, one is allowed to bring the Sakhim on a separate day than the carbon was brought. The carbon can be brought one day, the Sakhim can be brought at a later date. So the Gemara says, Salkadai the Chamina, I might have thought, because of that, because it could be brought on a different day. Ho'el va'amar mar, mincha sambadiskehem, balayla. Mincha sambadiskehem, lamachar. It could be brought that night, it could be brought the next day. So I might have thought that even though they're connected to the carbon, kinesachem abam bifnei atzman damu, they're similar, they might be comparable to independent Nesachim, and maybe Rabbi Shimon would agree in that case, Umodi Rabbi Shimon de lo yerdu, maybe Rabbi Shimon would agree that they would not be yored if you brought the Nesachim on that day, maybe, but even though they're ba'in bifnei ha-karban, maybe if you bring it a week later, so then maybe you could look at it as ba'in bifnei atzmo, and then you would apply him alo lo yerdu. Kamash Malan, we say no. Kamash Malan, we say they're still connected to the karban, it's still called a tafel, and therefore Rabbi Shimon would still, in that case, in case number four, Rabbi Shimon would say, Im alu yerdu. Good. The Rama Paskins like this. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Yud Aleph. I'm sorry, Halacha Aleph. Maisa Karbanos, Yudalid Aleph. The Rambam says, here, Misnadev Adam. What could a person give an Adav as? Misnadev. Halacha Lamaisa. We have to know, Meir Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach should come today, Be'ezus Hashem, and then we'll have to know, what can we bring as Adavis? We'll have to look, you know, a lot of us don't have any animals, you know, around. We'll have to buy some. I have to run into my house, what can I give to the Beis HaMikdash? We'll all be excited to give a carbon. So what am I allowed to give? So Misnadev Adam, Vinoder, Ola, Vishlamim. Okay, those might not work for everybody without animals. We'll have to buy some. V'chol min sheyirtze mechameshas minei menachos. Haboin b'neder b'nedava. And all types of the five carbonous mincha listed in Parshas Tzav that are ba b'neder b'nedava. U'misnadev o noder. Remember the difference, neder and nedava? Misnadev o noder mincha mi minchas nisachim levada. Me'ezamin mishloshas minei menachos nisachim shebiyardu. Three types of minchas nisachim. You can give any of those two. Umisadev o noder, yayin bifnei atzmo, o shemen bifnei atzmo, o lavona bifnei atzmo. I can give wine, I can give oil, o eitzim l'maracha. What if I have some nice trees in my backyard? Right, I can give wood for the maracha, but bnei she'en ka-karban, because they are also like a karban, shenemar, ula karban, eitzim, ha-eitzim. The karban ha-eitzim, so that is the halacha, you can bring any of these items by themselves. The Farshim talk about it here, the Lavona and the Shemen, right, the Mishnah Melach, the Radvaz, talks all about these different shitas, where the Rambam gets it from, and whether there is a machlokas about any of them. Okay, so, and then the Rambam goes, that whole parak is about Nadava. Shnayim misadvin, or nodrin karban, echad ol shlamim, two people can give a nedrin Nadava of a karban, but two people cannot bring a karban mincha. Aval mincha ein abav shutfis. I cannot combine to bring carbon mincha, v'dvarim elu, divrei kabbalah hein. And this is divrei kabbalah. We've mentioned, based on this halacha, remember that Meshech Chachma in Parshas Dvarim, the Meshech Chachma on the Haftorah, Parshas Dvarim, Shabbos Chazon, the Meshech Chachma notes that when Yishayo Anavi is giving Tochacha in the Haftorah of Chazon, in the first parak of Sefer Yishayo, Hashem says, I'm not interested in your karbanos anymore. Right? You bring karbanos, but you're not acting in an appropriate way. But the two karbanos that are specified by the Navi is, I'm not interested in your minchas shav, ketores toeva hili. The mincha and the ketores, that's what Hashem is very upset about. Right, more than the other karbanos. Right, so why dafka those pick the mincha and the ketores? So the Beis Chachma says, both of those karbanos symbolize achdus. Mincha can only be brought by one person or by all of Klal Yisrael. Right, the lechem upon him is called the karban mincha. The shtei halechem on Shavuos is called the karban mincha. So those minchas can be brought by one person or by one unit called Klal Yisrael. But they cannot be brought b'shutfis, by 10 people, even by 2 people. That's the halacha right here. Mincha in about b'shutfis. Right, so mincha symbolizes unity, symbolizes achdus, one or all of Klal Yisrael. And of course the ketores also, the Gemara Maseches Krisus, that the ketores comes from the 11 spices, one of them smells really badly, chelbana, but if you put it all together, and then everybody, it all smells good when everyone is together. So again, that's the ketores, but again, those are the two mentioned in Chazon Yishayo, but that's this halacha, that the mincha is not ba'a b'shutfis. Good, then he talks about what's the difference between Neder and Nedava, and many other halachos that the Rambam brings here in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos. So that is mentioned here. There is a discussion that Sfas Emes has. When somebody is misnadev wine, what exactly does he bring? Says the Sfas Emes here, Kishe, he said, let me just find it, there's two Sfas Emeses here. Says the Sasemes, Mesadiv Adam Minchas Nesachim. A person could bring Minchas Nesachim, as Rava says right here. Says the Sasemes, Sarach Ian. Idavka Mincha Im Yayin, Kedin Minchas Nesachim. Minchas Nesachim is wine and flour and oil. Right? So does somebody have to bring all of it? Da'az HaMincha Eina Nikmetzes. Rak Khalil, like a minchas nesachim, the mincha is totally burnt on the mizbeach. Kamo minchas nesachim, aval she yuchal hisnadev mincha b'li yayin, v'shetia Khalil ein lanu. Do we say that minchas nesachim means mincha and wine? And if you just, and it has to be totally burnt on the mizbeach, but to just be misnadev a mincha without wine, ein lanu. V'chein sharish divrei Rava b'menachas, mayri b'soles shemen v'yayin. K'tavir shrashi sham. The Rambam sasam, with the Rambam we just read, sasam kolashen agamara v'nirad yachol esnadiv gambali yayin. Right? What did the Rambam say? Any mincha? Kivan de b'minchas nesachim hayayin eno ma'akiv a mincha. After all, in the minchas nesachim, they're not ma'akiv each other. Kedisa v'herakat chelas imkim gab efnei atzmo hi kalil v'kiyah gavno yachol nami lesnadiv b'li yayin. Right? So therefore, you can just give the mincha without the wine. V'hine hadam arav nesachim b'fnei atzmo l'mekul and yerdu l'chorat tali b'pukti l'kamon. Hashem get to that. But that's the Sfas Emes here. Maybe one can bring just the wine without the mincha. Also, the last line before the Mishnah, the halacha that one is allowed to bring their nesachim not on the day of the karban. So that we mentioned also a couple of weeks ago on Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed mentions that it's not a lechatchila. It's not a lechatchila to bring the nesachim weeks later. Why? Because then you lose an important element of the karban. Says Tosfos, v'nir ali de lechatchila yesh lavi nesachim im azevach. Lechatchila to bring it together. Di maybe balayla ein yachol lomar shira. You can't say the special song that accompanies the karban and the nesachim unless you bring it that day. Kedavrin b'perek sheni de arachin ma kapara bayom ma shira bayom. The Gemara asked the question, and we don't answer it. So again, it's at least a suffix whether you would need it. So the Tosfos says, there's definitely a lechatchila to bring the Nesachim on the day of the Karban. The Mishnah Lamelach points out that the Rambam does not make any chilukim when he quotes this halacha, that you can bring the Nesachim whenever you want. The Rambam says, Hasolas im Hashemen, this is Maisa Karbanas, Beis Yud Beis. Hasolas im Hashemen Shal Nesachim, the flour and the oil, Ein Ma'akvan Es Hayayin. V'lo Hayayin Ma'akvan, as we just saw in the Sfas Emes. It's not Ma'akiv each other, the different parts. V'lo Nesachim Ma'akvan Es HaZevach. Ela, maybe Adam Karbano Hayom, V'Nesachav Achar Asar Hayamim. Right, you can bring your carbon today, and the nesachim 10 days later, echad yachid ve'echad tzibur. V'hushal kitchu on nesachim b'klisharis, as long as it wasn't in the klisharis, because then it would be nifsal belina. That's the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech on this Rambam points out. He just quotes that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed, that the Tosfos says only carbon yachid, which does not need shira, you could stretch out. But a carbon tzibur, which needs shira, you should bring that day. So the machlokas tosfos in the Rambam. Does the Rambam argue and assume you would be able to do shira, or he just doesn't think that shira is as crucial of an element? Okay, either way. Says the next Mishnah. So the first Mishnah in the Perek had what goes up and stays up, im alu lo yerdu. So now we talk about which type of psulim are being talked about in the Mishnah. Not every pasul is being talked about, right? We spoke about some things that might be excluded already. Whether wine is included, whether kmatzim are included, whether ofos are included. So now we have other psulim. Elu she'im alu lo yerdu. The following alu lo yerdu. So we have had this type of lists a few times already in the past. We spoke about if items get mixed up, beginning of the last parak, parakat haroves. What if karbanas got mixed up with these types of psulim? We had this mishnah quoted earlier also, in this kind of beferish. Okay, either way. The elohim alo lo yerdu. The following psulim are included in the first mishnah, that if it goes up on the mizbeach, it does not come down. Im alo lo yerdu. Halon vahayotze. If it's left over on the mizbeach overnight, v'hayotze, or if it goes out, becomes pasul. V'hatame, carbon tame. V'shen nishchad chutz lezmanu v'chutz lemkomo. Pigel, nishchad chutz lezmanu. It's shechted with a kavana shalom bezmanu or a kavana shalom bemkomo, as we discussed at length earlier. V'she kiblu psulin v'zarku ezdomo. Psulin or makabel. Right, we know, third parak, we discussed, kol ha-psulin are allowed to be shochet. A shochet could, a pasul could shech, but a pasul person cannot do any of the later avodas, Kabbalah or Zrikas. That would pasul the carbon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda excludes three cases, based on psukim, as we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shenishchad balayla, v'shenishbach dama, if it was shechted at night, or its blood spilled out to the floor, the yatsa dama chutz l'klaim, or its dam went out, im alsa terid. Those would be have to go down. Even if they're up on the mizbeach, they will have to come down. The Mishnah Lamelach wonders, what if it already started burning? Maybe that would be different than just being on the mizbeach. In Mashla Ha'or, he has that suffix. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo teirid. Rabbi Shimon says no. Shimon says even those are included in the klita of the mizbeach. Share Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon says kol shepsulo bakodesh hakodesh makablo. As long as the psul is bakodesh, the kodesh can be makabel. So that includes all of these that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned. V'loi psulo bakodesh in hakodesh makablo. But if it's not psulo bakodesh, the kodesh will not be makabel. Period. We had this already before, but to mention it again, machlokes. What exactly does that mean? Psulo bakodesh. That is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says psula bakodesh just has to do with place. Rashi says, did the psul take place in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, or outside the Azara? If it took place outside the Azara, so then it's loy psula bakodesh, and then imalsa teirid. Psulo bakodesh, it came in perfectly, but now got a problem, so then imalsa lo yeirid. That is Rashi shita of what psulo bakodesh means. Rashi said it earlier, Rashi says it again here. Rashi, Shaypsula Bakodesh, Mishabas La Azara Nifsala. If it came into the Azara, it became Nifsal, that's Psula Bakodesh. That's Rashi. Tosfos earlier. Tosfos on Daf Samaches Amibes. Tosfos said Psula Bakodesh doesn't mean that, because some of the items that are about to be listed that are called Lohay Psula Bakodesh, according to you, Rashi, they could have happened in the base inside the Azara. Right? So what are some of the items listed? Muksa Nevad, if it's worshipped as a carbon. Right? You could be worshipped as a carbon in the Azara. Why is that by definition Lohay Psula Bakodesh? Right? That can be anywhere. Tosfos says no, there's a different Bakodesh means. So Tosfos earlier says on Tzava Chesma Beis, the Chob Psula Bakodesh, Delo Yered Hainu, She'ira Psul, Misha Nishchat, V'niskadesh B'ktushas Kli. It already got a psul after it was Niskadesh. Shchita took place, Niskadesh B'ktushas Kli. It's not just about place where it took place, but a placement. It was already in the Klishares. That's the V'lokamo Shavir Shakuntris. L'kaman B'verakam Mizbeach Mekadesh. Shir psul Kodna B'yasal Azara. No. K'gon Roveya V'nirba V'nirba B'azara. Ma'ikal Meimar. What if the psul took place in the Azara? Right? I don't understand. It's Astosis. V'yo, the Shechitas Darom. What about Beshechted in the south? Right? Shechitas Darom. Right? Reish Lakash, B'me'ilo, the Tere. Continues. Ratzalomar, B'me'ilo. V'lav Dafka. Continues there. But either way, he quotes another Adeya. Then he quotes a third Deya. Later on in that Tosis, the Haggai Tosis. Pirish. Kol Psulo Bakodesh. Kol Shepsulo Kosher Ba'alma Bakodesh. Any psul that there is no hechsher b'makom acher, right? That it's never kosher anywhere. So that's what psul b'kodesh means. Okay, a couple of different pshatim of the Rishonim. What does psul b'kodesh mean? Let's get back to our Mishnah. So what Rabbi Shimon includes all the cases that Rabbi Yehuda excluded. But what are cases that everyone excludes? The elu shelo hayu psulin b'kodesh. What are cases that are lo psul b'kodesh? And therefore, if any of these items go up on the mizbeach, they come down from the mizbeach. The mizbeach is not kolate. They does not hold them in. Haroveya vahanirva, if an animal has a relationship with a person. Vehamukse, if it's set aside to use for avodah zarah. Vehaneavad, or it is actually worshipped. Veha esnan, vahamachir, right? Esnan and machir, as we have discussed. We discussed this at the beginning of the seventh parak. Esnan, it was given as a payment for a zona, vahamachir, and it was switched with a dog. I switched my sheep with your dog, and now you have the sheep. That sheep, the Torah says, is possible to use for a carbon. Mechir kelef. Vakilayim, vahatshrefa, vahayose dofen. Stop there for a moment. So all of those are excluded. Those are considered lohay psulo bakodesh. Right? We discussed Mechir kelef. We discussed the Aznayim Latorah, Rav Sarutskin, about the different svaris, why dafka a dog. What's so bad about where I mentioned a couple of days ago? About a dog, right? Like Kelav Tashlichun Uso, by the Trefa. We throw the dog. We have Karas Ato for the dog. But on the other hand, Mechir Kelev is puzzle. So he mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, the Zayin LaTorah, that a dog is somewhat traitorous, right? It helps human beings find other animals. So it's really Misari Beriv Lolo. That was that. Remember the Esnan Zona, why is Dafka Esnan Zona excluded? So if you remember the Sefer Chinuch in Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph, he discusses, we know one Isser. Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev is one Isser. If you look in the Torah, it's in the one Pasuk, and the Chinuch and the Rambam counted as one Losa Aseh. Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph. Remember the Shorash HaMitzvah, Mishor Shei HaMitzvah, says the Sefer Chinuch, Lefisha HaKarban Huba L'Tayer Machsheves HaAdam. The karban obviously is not for Hashem; it's for us. It's to purify our thoughts. Ula hachshir maasehu bekoach hapula hahi, and to be machshir my actions through this act. Ukamosha kasafti, as I wrote back in Parshas Truma in Mitzvah Tzadihei, that's the Mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. Ubios karbano ba meestan zona shehi avera mitunefes. Right, if I'm using something that's going to remind me of the sin, shema yachsho beis karbano boso inin ra. Right, maybe I'm going to think about that sin during this. V'yifagel machshavaso ba'osa machshava hara. And I'll be mefagel my machshava. Or is that using it in the pigal, legal way? But it just means to ruin the machshava. Just like the Shulchan Aruch Hanuchas Tefillah talks about if I think other improper thoughts during Tefillah, I'm mefagel my thoughts. Not pigal in the normal way. But it means I'm going to ruin my thoughts. V'gamkin mechir kelev b'tam zeh. Also mechir kelev ki akarban yavi adam l'kapar al nafsho u'kinyin shekarbano. The chulu roy lebala karban lachshov shehi roy lasos lokein begufo al davar cheto. Like the Ramban says, I should think about it. It's as if my soul should be myself as a karban. And if it's with if I'm thinking about a dog, right? So that's harder. Vaklavim yadua shem aze nefesh. He says dogs are known as brazen souls. V'shema mitoch hashvo ba'en v'tivan ha'chazak t'chazek nafsho v'tiksha arpo. Somebody might say, oh, I have a nice dog. Okay, either way, this is the sefer HaChinuch on Esan Zona Mechir Kelev, if the mitzvah applies, b'sacharam v'rekevus b'zman abayis. If somebody, interesting though, violates, so then there is an avera of being makrav a balmum. So is this also a balmum, or is this something else? So the Chinuch says, for overall zevikrav estan zona o mechir kelev im heyos akarban pasul, it's going to be pasul anyway. Chayav makrav malchus kedin makrav balmum kamosha biyarnu. He says you're going to be chayav malchus like you a makrav balmum. It's not a balmum. It's separate. Vaharaban yachshov estan zona mechir kelev l'shnei lav v'binyan mitzvah. He ends off like we said yesterday. Like we said yesterday, the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban about Ktores and Tamid and Kriyashma, where the Ramban counts six and the Rambam has three. Here's another one. The Rambam counts one, the Ramban counts two. Again, there's many that the Ramban knocked off from the Rambam, so he has to be mashlim in order to make it into the 613. Okay, so that's a little bit about Esnan and Mechir. Let's continue. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Ubali Mumin. What about Baal Mum? So the Tanakhama holds Baal Mumin are also called Loha Yipsula Bakodesh, and therefore if they're up on the Mizbeach, they have to come down. Rabbi Akiva Machshir Baal Mumin. Rabbi Akiva is Machshir by Baal Mumin. We'll see in the Gemara that that's only certain types of Baal Mumin, only ones about Dokin Shabayin, as we will see. Rabbi Chanin Eskana Kohanim Omer, Docha Ya'abe is Baal Mumin, Yagabe Mizbeach. Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim, that position, he says that my father used to push Bali Mumin on the Al-Gabi Mizbeach. He did not allow Bali Mumin onto the Mizbeach. We'll have to see what the difference is between his Shita and the Tanakhama Shita. What does it mean, Skana Kohanim? So that usually means assistant. But if you look in the Rambam, it's not Dafka assistant. Because also, we know the Skan Kohen Gadol, he has an assistant. What do you mean, Skan HaKohanim, in the plural? What is the Skana Kohanim? So the Rama mentioned this in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash in Perak Dalet. So first to read that one specific halacha, the Rama says in Dalet Tezayin, Umimanin Kohen Acher Yihyeh LeKohen Gadol Kemo HaMishneh LeMelech. He'll be like a Mishneh LeMelech to the Kohen Gadol. V'hu HaNikra Skan V'hu HaNikra Mimuneh. He has a few names. Skan HaMimuneh V'yeh Omei LeYamin Kohen Gadol Tamid V'zeh Kavod Hulo V'chal HaKohanim Mitachas Yad HaSkan. So maybe it does mean. The Skan means he's in charge of all the other Kohanim. Right? He is his right-hand man. And literally, he says, Omeid liyamin kohen gadol tamid. Literally, right-hand man. And it is a covet for him. And all the other Kohanim are under him. But the context of that perek is all about kohen gadol. It's all about kohen gadol. And then it gets into other Kohanim. Right? The beginning of that perek. Or talks all about the Kohanim in general, and the Mishmaros, and how they're separated, and then the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis, Umemanin Kohen Gadol, Hu Rosh L'chol HaKohanim, Umoshchan Oso B'Shevan HaMishcha, Umalbishchan Oso B'Big Dekuna Gadola. Right, how you appoint the Kohen Gadol. Shenemar V'Kohen HaGadol Me'achav, V'Mein Shem Shemana Mishcha, Marbin Oso B'Big Dekuna Gadola Bilvad. Right, if it's at the time period after Shemana Mishcha was put away, then he just put on the clothes. Shenemar Asher Yitzak Al Rosho, Shemana Mishcha, B'Leis Yadola Boshas B'Gadim. K'shem Shem Mishrabe B'Shemana Mishcha, Kach Mishrabe B'Begadim. And then the Rambam says, how are you Marbe Him B'Begadim? You specific, put on the clothes. Lo B'Shmona B'Gadim U'Poshtan. V'Chozer V'Lopshan. L'Machar Shivas Yamim. 7 days in a row, you put on the begadim, you take off the begadim. Put on the begadim, take off the begadim. That's how you make a Kohen Gadol into a Kohen Gadol. And if he does the avoda before he's misrabe begadim or before Mishicha, avodas akshera, as long as it happened once, hol v'nisrabo nimshach pamachas, naase Kohen Gadol l'chol davar. You're supposed to do it for 7 days, but even if you did it one day, it is okay. And then he quotes the differences between Kohen Gadol, Mashuach b'shem ha'mishcha, and Ruba begadim. And you need a bezin of 71, and only by day, v'chulu. And then he talks about the skan, and then he talks about others. V'od b'manin katikolin lihios l'skan kamo askan l'kohen gadol. You appoint other types of these positions. Katikolin, right? And that's the, have this in shkolim. V'ein pachas v'shtayim. U'memarnin amar kolin. All the different positions, and then you appoint gizborin. And then he talks all about the different positions. So the Skan is not Dafka only for the Kohen Gadol. He's in charge of the Kohanim also, says the Rambam. Continuing, says the Mishnah, Kishem Shemol lo yeredu kachem yeredu lo yalu. Just like if a carbon, what we have been talking about, if it goes up, it does not come down. If it happens to then go down, it does not come up. Kachim al im yerdu lo ya'alu. That is the Mishnah. V'kulon shalu chan l'rosh mizbech yerdu, as we had before. If any animal goes up alive to the mizbech, it has to come down. Ola shalu chan l'rosh mizbech tered. An ola that walks up to the mizbech tered, it comes down. Right, that's what we had earlier, if you remember. We had Tosfos in the beginning of Kachay Kachim, right, in the sixth parak. Tosfos mentioned, because the beginning of that parak, Remember mentioned the halacha, kachi kachim, the first line of the parak. Kachi kachim, sheshachtan broshim is beach, a kachi kachim, that you shecht on the top of them is beach, machlokas, whether it is kosher or not. So Tosas pointed out that halacha is only, is not something that you should be doing. Right? Tosas said there, midaraisa shochel lechadchila, vishem ahadanaka dieved midrabanan. Right? Midrabanan, that you shouldn't be shechtan on the top of them is beach, shem atarpitz galole, maybe it will relieve itself, either way, but they should bring it down. Shach tabrosh mizbeach, yafshif yinatcha bimkoma. If you did shach tabrosh mizbeach, then you just skin it there and cut it up there on top of the mizbeach. The Sfasemes here discusses the word kishem. We always note that the word kishem is always something conceptual. Why a Mishnah, why a Rambam would say kishem just like? Just tell us the halacha. Tell us the halacha. If it goes off the mizbeach, so then it does not go up. Why does it say, just like, if it goes up, it doesn't come down, if it goes down, it doesn't come up? That's obviously meant to teach us something. Says the Sfas Emes right here. Halashem Kishem Ein Muvan Shafir. What is this teaching me? It's opposite halachas. V'yanir lani es daiti. Dikemodim Allah hainu al das lahakriv. Going up is only if there was das. What if somehow it got thrown up there by mistake? Dim alaydu al das lahakriv. The klishar in makachim elami das. Biyardu nami dafka shahoridan bekavana. Says the Shvasemes, it must be only if it was brought down bekavana. That's when it does not go back up. Aval benafal me'atzmo. What if it just fell off? There's a lot going on top of the mizbeach, and it was supposed to be up there. It was nifsal, but it was, we applied the principle of him alu lo yardu, and then it fell off. Yeshlomer di yale. So I think then yale, it would go back up on the mizbeach. Upahachi ha'im yushav kipshuto. Hach de kulon shepakom yagam mizbeach lo yachzir. And that helps fit in the other line that says if something shoots off the mizbeach, it doesn't go back. The Pirish Rashi ain't sarach lahachzir. Rashi says it does not need to go back. And the Tosfos Yontif says, one second, im yerdu lo yalu, it's not allowed to go back. So, no, according to what we just said, paku me'atzman is not like yerdu. Yerdu means it went down bedas. It was brought down. And paku means it flew off. So that's why you're allowed to bring it back if one would want to. So that's an important comment of the Sfas Emes. That's the kishem. Kishem, they both have to do with... They both have to do with das. Good. Other achronim have other pshatim. What if it started being burned already or not? But we'll leave that for now. Continues the Gemara. Tanya. So we had this Gemara already earlier in the Masechta. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. How does Rabbi Yehuda know? Rabbi Yehuda was one of the Mishnah that excluded three different items. Right? He excluded if it was shechted at night, if his blood spilled out, and if it was yotzei. So those three, we say im alu yerdu. Those are three very puzzle types that would not stay on the mizbeach. But he learns it from a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zos hi ha'ola. Hare elu gimel miutin. Those are three words of miut. Zos hi and ha'ola. Prat. Those exclude our three cases. Lisha nishchata balayla, visha nishpach dama, visha yatsa dama, chutz l'kloim. Right, if it went all the way, these three, and shem also tabered. If they go up, so then they have to come down. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues, no. Ola, ein li ela ola, ksheira. Minayin l'rabos, shenishchata balayla, visha nishpach dama, visha yatsa dama, chutz l'kloim. He includes all three of Rabbi Yehuda's shita cases, plus more. Va'alon, va'yotze, va'tamei, v'shenishchad chutzlis ma'ana, v'chutzlim komo, all the cases that we had in the Mishnah, v'shekim lupsul, and v'zarku damo. And now he adds, the Brisa adds, haritan lamata, shenatzen lamala, va'lamala, shenatzen lamata, where the carbon whose blood was put in the wrong place, va'ritan b'chutz, shenatzen b'fnim, b'fnim shenatzen b'chutz, or even wrong mizbeach. Upetach v'chata sheshachtan shalol lishman, right? Those two karbanas, as we know from the Mishnah Daf Beis, that were shachtan shalol lishman minayin, tamalomar, toras ha'ola, riba tora achas l'chol ha'olin. All olin are included, shim alu, lo yerdu. That if they go up, they do not have to come down. If you look in the Mikdash David here has a suffix about this case. In terms of, do we say when you have a case that there is no kedusha, these psulim, what exactly is the Let me just find this Mikdash David. What exactly is the halacha? Vine ba'osan shelo hayu psula bakodesh, the yeridu. By those that are not psula bakodesh, that they have to come down. Rabbi Yehuda has these three, and Rabbi Shimon has many others that we're about to see. Yesh lach kor, im atam, de'osan apsulim, ein ha-mizbeach kolet. Does it mean that the mizbeach is not kolet, those psulim, period? Prevents, there's a prevention of klita, let's say. There's a prevention. Oh, de'lo mahani lu klitas mizbeach. There is klitas mizbeach, but it's just not effective enough. L'may nafgamina. Right, that sounds very similar. Is there no mizbeach klita, or there is, but it just doesn't work? Nafgamina ba'aluk sheirin v'acharkach k'shehein ala mizbeach no led lahem psul. What if it got pasul on top of the mizbeach? The mizbeach, we said him alu lo yeridu, and then it got a problem that's called lo hayu psul abakodesh. Kazed the dino demalale yered, baze yesh ladun kivan shalu kodem lemizbeach ukvar koltan lemizbeach lo yeridu. Maybe if the mizbeach was already collated, it shouldn't be able to go. It shouldn't be allowed to go down. Tarakim alu la acher pisul on yeridu. Maybe only if it went up after it was nifsal yeridu. Umishum deleka klitas mizbeach klau. Vihine im name of the kol shalu kodem psul on lo yeridu. If we say that anything that went up before the pasul lo yeridu, so then he says maybe it's totally on this little nuanced chakira. Okay, he talks about it. Maybe it's a machlokas rishonim. But that's in Dalet Aleph in the Mikdash David. Okay, let's continue. We're in the middle of the Brisa. So Rabbi Shimon included many more that we say him ala lo yered. Yachol shani marbe. Maybe I should also include haroveya vanir bavamuksa vahanevad via esnan. All of these other items that again are asur legabe hamizbeach. They're not. Some of them are not all asur bahana. Right, esnan mechir. That's not asur bahana of a person. A person could use esnan u'bechir. It's not, it's just asur legavoa. V'kilayim, right? Kilayim is also. Kilayim is asur to create, right? The two types of kilayim that we know of in kilay behema, right? Cross breeding an animal and cross working an animal, right? The kilayim, but it doesn't mean that they're asur, to use after they've been used for kilayim. Right, kilaya vatrefa vayotzi dofin. So, but they're all asur legabe hamizbeach. So, how do I know those are also not included? Tamal omar zos. That's what all of those are excluded. Remember, it's been a while, so I'll mention it again. Remember that story about Rav Nosson Adler. The Rav Nosson Adler was once driving in a wagon with his Talmud, the Chassam Sofer, and they're in a wagon, and it was snowing, and it was freezing, and all of a sudden, they're in the one of the two horses that were driving the wagon broke its leg, and the driver said, "Okay, I have to go to the nearest village and get a horse." And come back. So they stayed, and it was freezing, and they were sitting there, and they didn't know what to do. And finally, the wagon driver comes back, and he couldn't find the horse. He has an ox. So he's putting the ox onto the wagon, along next to the horse. And all of a sudden, Nosson Adler jumps out of the wagon in the snow and starts dancing and celebrating. And Chassam Sofer says, "Rebbe, your brain got frozen. What's going on here? What happened? Why are you so happy?" So he says, "You don't understand. I live in the city. I never have had the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of kilay behema, of not violating kilay behema, of cross breeding and cross working your animals. Now he just put an ox next to the horse. So I'm dafka going to tell him I'm not riding in the wagon. I'll pay you to get an extra horse. I'll pay you to take it back. And I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah. I'm not going to celebrate. I've never done this mitzvah before." So that was the Rav Nosson Adler being excited about kilay behema. Kilay behema. Okay, two of the five types of kilayim, kilay behema, right? Kilay cross breeding and cross working. Also, kilay hakerem and kilay zrayim and kilay begadim, which we call shatnas. Okay, so we exclude many and we include many. So ask the Gemara, Umara Isa Larabo Zazela Hosea Selu. So why do I include the first list and I exclude the second list? According to you, Reb Shimon, that you even have a more inclusive list, so why do you still exclude some? So, acha shariba hakasuv, umiyet, since the pasuk includes some and excludes some, mar bani aseilu shepsulam bakodesh, I include those that were psulam bakodesh, which, so to speak, are less pasul, umotani aseilu shloy psulam bakodesh, and I exclude those other ones, roveya, nirba, neva, and muksa, all of those, shloy psulam bakodesh, as we add the definitions from earlier. Period. Rebbe Yehuda, Ma'asi L'mayachah. Rebbe Yehuda, who had the exclusions that we had earlier, we had the three excluded, so he learns this halacha from a different source, for the other psulin as follows. Mipnei ma, again, we also had this brisa earlier. Mipnei ma amru lon bidam kasher. Why do we say lon bidam if dam stays overnight? Kasher, when it's kasher, here mean im alolo yered. How do we know by dam the mizbeach is kolate? Share lon kasher be emurin. Because after all, if the emurin were lon, they also, we apply im alolo yered. And how do we gufa know that? Lon be'emurin kasher. How do we know lon be'emurin is going to be kasher? And im alolo yeirei are lon kasher be'basar. Because after all, lon is kasher be'basar. So basar te'emurin to dam. So basar is the source that lon is kasher be'emurin. How do we know lon is kasher be'basar? The original start, Rashi, kegon basar shlamim hane'echalin lishnei yamim. Well, that we know. The shlamim, that's a din d'oraisa. It's not only im alolo yeirei, but that's kosher. Right, that is what one is allowed to do. One is allowed to have a shlamim for 2 days, as we know. And that's the Ramban that we've mentioned often already, Perek Zayin Halacha Tes Zayin, in Parsha Sav, that the Ramban says that even though a shlamim can be eaten for day, night, day, 2 days, there is a lachadchila to eat it on the first day. It's still called nosar on the second day. It's just nosar that you are allowed to eat. Right, the Torah's lashon is v'ha nosar mimacharas. You're allowed to eat. Well, the feed dai ti inyan akas. The pasuk says ubi macharas v'hanoser mimenu yochel. Ulefi dai ti says the Ramban. To read it again, inyan akas v'azeh ba'avur sha'amar biyom hakrivo zivcho ye achel ubi macharas v'haye b'mashma shetia mitzvah sheyochal b'shnei yamim yochel miksaso b'yamar rishon v'yaniach miksaso l'machar. I'll split it. I'll eat half today and half tomorrow. I'll plan out my eating of my shlamim. Says the Ramban, no. L'chadchila, eat it the first day. U'lefichach chazar l'va'er v'hanosar mimenu barishon yochal u'mimacharas lo shi'yashir mimenu b'kavana v'lo shi'yirashar l'aniyah kulo l'yom ha'macharas. And for sure, don't save it for tomorrow. Mitzvah shi'yochal mimenu barishon v'hanosar b'mikre yochal b'macharas haniskar, then you are allowed to. Remember, that also connects to the reason. The Sefer HaChinuch talks about the Tama Mitzvah by Nosar, right? We should be excited about eating karbanos. Right, if we ate a carbon yesterday and we have leftovers, we'll still look at it a little bit as leftovers. We'll still look at it as, oh, this is yesterday's carbon, it's not as fresh. Hashem wants us to be very excited about eating each of our banos, and that's why the halacha is maybe even the shlamim, which we're allowed to eat for 2 days, there's a lachadchila to eat it the first day. Okay, continuing the, and that's the source for Rabbi Yehuda, but just continuing the brisa. Yotzei, what about Yotzei? Why by Yotzei, a baser that was Yotzei, do we say that if it was on the Mizbeach, imalolo yered? Bekuasha, Yotzei kasher b'bama. After all, Yotzei, there is an example of Yotzei being kasher. By a bama, there's no such thing as Yotzei by a bama. Bama is outside. Which, again, bama, the main sugis of bama come up in the last parak here of the Masechta. Tame. If a tame is on the Mizbeach, so then of course it's also imalo yered, because there's sometimes a tame is okay. Hol vachutar lavo da sibur. Tomocha b'sibur. Tum is allowed to be used when there is no other choice for tzibur. Chutz lezmano, what's his source to include chutz lezmano? Hol maratza lepigulo. Remember, by pigul, the avoda has to have been done properly, except for the pigul thought. And if it wasn't done properly, then it's not pigul. So yeah, the avoda was done properly. Chutz lemkomo, hol ve'iskish lechutz lezmano, as we know often. Shekibu psulim v'zarko azdamo, panach psulim dechaz la'avodas tzibur. Which psulim are included? Only those that are ra'ui la'avodas tzibur. Only those psulim that would be able to function in tzibur like tameh. V'chidon in davar shalom v'chshero b'davar shevachshero. The last line, 1 second. The first line that we just spoke about. Do you learn something that is problematic, that is not supposed to be done, from something that's supposed to be done? Like bama. Bama? Of course there's no yotzei. You're not doing anything wrong there. Could you learn psul yotzei from bama? So Gemara says, okay, really, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is based on the following. Tana, azos Torah Sa'ola, Reba Samachle. He really uses the Zos Torah Sa'ola, which is what we used earlier also, to include. Right? These other svaras were just put together with that main pasuk. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Samachle, La asmachta lemilse. Right, it's like an asmachta, right? He has it alluded to in this pasuk, and the Rabbana figured out what's included in this pasuk and what is not included in this pasuk. Remember, asmachta, whenever asmachta comes up, it's good to remember the various discussions of the Rishonim. Just to mention one, the Ritva. Remember the Ritva in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Ritva Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin. The Ritva discusses there what does it mean, asmachta. Right, asmachta, in the context there, he's talking about whether Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros are daraisa or drabanan. Because the language of the Torah, the Gemara is Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai Malchiz Akonis B'Shofros. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sounds like it's daraisa. So Rebbe says, no, it's drabanan. But it's learned out from an asmachta. And that's where he goes into. And how do you understand the asmachta? Says the Ritva, again a well-known Ritva, Shekol Mashiach Lo Asmachta Min HaPasik, Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheroi La'asos Kein. Asmachta means Hashem also had it in mind, but he just left it for the Rabbanan to figure out. Ela Shelo Kavu Chova U'Masur L'Chachamim. V'Davar Zeh Borer Ve'Emes. V'Lo Kedivrei HaMefarshim HaAsmachtos. Not like those who explain Asmachtos through Derech Simin. Shenatnu chachamim velo shekavanas atara lakach chas v'shalom yishtak adav velo yomar shuzu derech minusi. No, hatara heira b'kach u'masrochi v'adav lakav lachachamim im yirtzu. Right, v'asisa al pi adav sheyigidu lacha. Asmachta is Hashem had it in mind, but he just left it for the chachamim to be able to figure out themselves. And therefore, you have to take asmachta seriously, and don't think that it's just stam a simin that the rabbanan found, but it's not meant. Again, you might be mechalik. Does he mean this by every time the word asmachta is used? Asmachta bialma, sometimes it seems to be just a simin. But either way, this is the Ritva, an important yesod in the world of asmachta. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, remember the Seder Kachim is sponsored by the Kubieski family on the OU website. Again, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up in a few days. Okay, we will stop here.